Fighters, it's time for the Thursday Q&A episode here on the Contractor Fight Podcast. We take your questions and we answer them here on the show. Send your questions to help@thecontractorfight.com with the subject line podcast to get your questions in front of us. Tom and I'll pick the questions that are the most relevant to the people here in the fight. You guys rock. Let's do this.
Welcome to another edition of the Contractor Fight Podcast Q&A edition. I'm flying solo today. Dan had to do an open coaching call in our Battleground program, so I am going to answer a few questions from the chat box, if they're not dumb, okay? So you guys are like, oh, great. All right, here we go. I'm going to scroll back up. Guys, I'm going to rapid fire these, okay? And I'm going to do an open coaching for you, but not like the open coaching that we do in our Battleground program. In our Battleground program, we unmute you, you come on camera, you get 15 minutes with a coach to answer your specific question and all this other stuff. So it's really good stuff. I'm literally just going to spitball and rapid fire and give you my first thoughts on some of these things. Hopefully you guys are okay with that because we're live on three different platforms and we have a podcast we're recording. So here we go. All four walls, drywall repair. We're opening our third location, pushing for the end of the year. Our second location went a little too smoothly as what it felt like. What is a good or average expectation for break even of new location? Okay. It's like a broken text there, all four walls. Only you can answer that. I don't know your overhead. Okay. Your break even is what your break even is. If your overhead is $20,000 a month, then you need to keep, after you produce all your work, at least $20,000 a month to break even. So I don't have enough information here. The way I set goals is I figure out my break even, then I figure out my net profit goal, not a percentage, okay? I actually pick a dollar amount, like, okay, at the end of this year, what's gonna make this worth it for me to have this business, okay? And if I'm opening up a new location, like all four walls here, maybe my first year goal is simply to break even. I just want to break even. And that's my goal. Maybe it's I'm going to break even and I'm going to have $150,000, $250,000 in the bank above and beyond my salary as the owner. So it just depends. All right. Next question here. Jermaine, thanks for being here. What's an easy why? Guys, y'all need to like spell check or something, because the last question I wrote, there were no capitals. A bunch of shit was like jumbled. It was hard to read. And then Jermaine, man, come on. Listen, I get it. There's typos. We all have typos. I have typos from time to time, but come on, man. All right. What's an easy way, I think is what you meant to say, to pass the builder's test? And what's a fastest and easy why again to get work? Jermaine, the easiest way to pass the test is to study, to put in the work, okay? If you're looking for an easy button, you've used the word easy twice here. Easy way to pass, easy way to find work, okay? You're not cut out to own your own business. If you are looking for the easy way, you should not go into business for yourself, okay? I don't know you. I'm not judging you, but I'm simply judging by the use of the word easy two times in one kind of sentence without capitals or punctuation or correct spelling. I'm making the judgment, so I guess I am judging you, that you should not open your own business, okay? Because it's going to be really, really hard. I just did a video, what to expect. It's on YouTube, you guys, on Contractor Fight TV. What to expect your first year in business, and it talks about getting your teeth kicked in, and you better be on point with that, okay? All right. Next question. Scrolling. Did you sign Fighters? Says Keith. No, we did not sign the Foo Fighters because their drummer died. And we weren't going to do that this year. We're going to do that when we fill a stadium for Fight Fest. We will either sign them with a new drummer or we'll find another band like Nothing But Thieves or something like that, or Muse or whatever. I don't know yet. Dan, Bob, no idea what your thing was there. Maybe you were trying to tell me how to do the nines. Thank you. Okay. Facebook user. How do these practices apply to commercial? Since you can't really do Shin Fu, you submit the bid to 50 to 70% GP and hope they choose you. They can be applied when you have relationships built, whoever's asking this question on Facebook. They're applied all the time by people that we've taught in the commercial realm. I'm thinking of a commercial painting contractor right now who, if you will not have a conversation with him, he will not submit a bid. So whoever this is, I don't know who this is, and you might have typed your name by now at the very bottom, but I'm not at the very bottom of the comments here. All I can tell you is you should not just be submitting bids, okay? Because there's nothing unique. There's no positioning. There's no brand building there, okay? Next question. How do I deal with trolls who just want to knock your work or tell them you're doing it all wrong on social media? I've had problems with that on Nextdoor. Build your brand. Create content. You know, educate people. Prograde. Educate. Okay? Actually, before that, don't give a fuck about people ripping on your work. That's the first place. Okay? Build your brand. And you create content. You be the publisher. You be the editor. You be the educator. When you do that, they can't say shit. Okay. It's all about the stories we tell you guys, not to beat this up too much, but that's the theme of our event in Denver. So if you're not signed up, Prograde Painting, go to the link that's scrolling on the bottom of the screen and get your ticket because you will learn how to do that. Okay. FW stands for fucking winner. Key difference between LLC, DBA, and what should we choose when starting our business, depending on trade? Hire a CPA and an attorney, Brady. This question from Brady. That's it. I don't know your unique situation, but I will tell you, do not be a sole proprietorship because you are not protected. And depending on your state and all that other stuff, you simply need to hire a CPA. CPA can set up an LLC for you. It's called Limited Liability Corporation for a reason. So Dan Bob is giving me more help with my nines, multiplication table. Maestro Frieza on YouTube. What's up? What is your input on pursuing a construction management degree? What are the pros and cons involved? I don't know what your end goals are, right? Maestro, I have no idea where you want to be. Like, do you want to work for a massively huge billion-dollar commercial company? Then you probably need one. If you're looking to start your own business, you don't need one. Then again, unless, you know. Now, and let me just say this, Maestro, and anyone else listening. I'm pretty much anti-college for most things, unless it's something super specific like brain doctor, okay? And I'm not anti-education. I'm anti-going to college and just getting a degree that you're not going to use. I'm probably the wrong person to ask. But it depends on your goals is how I would answer that question. How to advertise your business for new potential customers. Ricardo asks on YouTube. Ricardo, type in how to market your business, how to market your contracting business into YouTube. And one of my couple hundred videos on that and playlists will come up. Start there, buddy. Jose asks, as a new GC, what do you believe I should focus on? I don't know what your goals are. Without knowing your goals, Jose, I don't know what you should focus on. So that aside, I will tell you, you should focus on scoring points, meaning getting oxygen, meaning money, okay? Sell, you know, just go sell your ass off, build your brand and sell. To me, that's always the blanket statement for anybody in business, you guys. Build your brand and sell. I don't care if you have a hot dog stand on a corner somewhere. You should be on social media talking about hot dogs and shit like that and educating people. Like, hey, did you know how a hot dog is made? Probably you wouldn't have any customers if you did that. But anyway, you get my point. Fighters, most contractors are undercharging for the value that they bring. We're always preaching you got to get a 50% gross profit on your work. So many of you, so many contractors are confused on how to do that. And that's why we have our 50% sheet. It's free. You just download it. You have instant access. If you want to grab it, head to thecontractorfight.com/50 and start dialing in those numbers and making the money that you deserve. It's time to quit stealing from your family. Go to thecontractorfight.com/50. The Robert Escobar Show on YouTube. Can someone who doesn't have experience in construction get their contractor's license? What advice would you give them? My advice would be go work for somebody in the trade that you want to be licensed in and learn how to do it. If you're looking, a lot of people are like, they'll just go get their license and then they'll sub some stuff out. I think that's a bad move personally, but anyway. Back to Jermaine. I was driving. My grandfather's retiring in 2 months, so I'm taking over, just trying to move fast and not fill and crash the business. Jermaine, I'd ask you, if your grandfather's business is successful, then you might want to pick his brain on those questions you asked me. Like if he's rolling in money, Jermaine, I'll tell you right now, like, I don't know your grandfather. I'm not ripping on your grandfather. I'm a guy coming from a family that never made any fucking money, and my family was in the trades. Okay. So trust me when I tell you, I'm not judging. But if your grandfather's business isn't flush with cash, doesn't have a great database, you know, CRM in place, a marketing plan, you know, marketing process, marketing strategy, training, all these other things for the people, I'm not sure what you're taking over other than just a J-O-B, okay, which means just over broke, by the way, if you don't do it right. Now, I don't know anything. Maybe you're stepping into an amazing business, and if you are stepping into an amazing business, then my advice to you would be to talk to your grandfather, because if it's kick-ass, then whatever he's doing must be working. Hopefully that makes sense. All four walls, drywall repair. We can only have so many characters in the message, so I was abbreviating. On a new location, how long would you give it until you cut it loss or keep fighting to make it work? Again, I don't have enough info, man. I don't have enough info. I don't know what, are you breaking even? There are many businesses run at a loss for the first couple of years as they're building the business. But however, in the trades, that should never be the case. Okay. Maybe I should have an asterisk on never, because there's probably something I'm not thinking of. All right. But like, if you're not making money, then I'm not saying you shut it down, but you've got to seriously, you know, figure out why you're not making money. Okay. All four walls, unless I just don't know your company name. I don't know who you are. I don't know anything about you, but I will tell you it's your fault. If you have a location that's not making money, it's 100% your fault. Okay. It's not the guys. It's not the market. It's nothing. Okay. It is you as the leader with the way you plan, the goals you set, the vision you have, implementation, the way you hire, the way you price, the way you sell, the way you market your business, all these other things. Okay. Hans is asking, does the 50% gross profit work for me in the Middle East, Africa, or only in Europe? I'm in the States, buddy. And I'll tell you, it works everywhere. Guys, I didn't invent the 50% rule. Everybody, it's funny. I got a message. Hey, since you invented the 50% gross profit rule, no, I just talk about it because I believe whatever money comes into the top of the business, you should keep half to pay the bills of the business minimum. Okay. Works anywhere. And if it ain't working for you, you got to get your head right. You got to level up your skills. It's that simple. Okay. Structure specialist question on YouTube. Is it a one owner construction company? I do all facets of construction. Any advice on hiring when I do not specialize in one trade? Yeah, I would sub everything out. If that's what you're doing, I would just be a GC and sub everything out. Okay. Structure specialist. Seriously. Number one, this is me. I'm not saying it's for everybody. I'm a one trick pony, man. I'm a specialty trade guy. The last thing in the world I'd ever want to be is a GC or a remodeler, having to do selections and all this other shit with people. Just show me what floor to fix or what freaking wall to paint. Give me the color and let's move on, and we'll do millions of dollars in sales like that. I'm a focus guy. So I don't like the fact that you say here, I do all facets of construction, because that means you're not really planting your flag. Now, again, I don't know shit about your business. Okay. Maybe you're doing 5 million at a 60% gross profit by yourself. I don't know. East Power Engineering in Kenya. How do you charge labor cost in your country? Whatever it costs me times 3. Doesn't matter the country, you guys. He's asking if there's an international rule. I don't even know what that means. I appreciate you being here, but I don't know what that means. Money's money, you guys. Okay. I've been all around the world, and I'll tell you, like in London and in the Middle East and in Asia and all this stuff, if something costs a buck, charge at least 2. That's a universal rule. For those of you that are like, I can't charge that much and all this other stuff, you are not going to grow profitability by being cheap. You are not going to scale your business by being low priced. You don't have enough capital behind you. Okay, you're not Walmart. I'm not speaking to this person in Kenya. I'm just saying in general. Walmart and those discount places can get by with it because they've got billions of dollars of investor money behind them, right? It's a whole pricing structure that I don't even get, honestly, but I will tell you it doesn't work in construction because shit costs what it costs, okay? We're not just putting stuff on a shelf and people come and grab it. You can discount the shit out of it, okay? You know, hey, buy one room and get two rooms free. You'll go broke in 2 weeks, okay? You'll be bankrupt. Could you instill some guerrilla marketing knowledge to get the phone ring? I did that, Brian, on YouTube. Thanks for asking the question. It's in my marketing bootcamp. If you go to the website, click programs or coaching or something, and it talks about marketing bootcamp there. James, what's up? How to get more leads when you've just started up? Again, I've answered this question again. Just go search Contractor Fight TV, and you will find those questions answered for you because I've done dozens and dozens of videos on that exact thing. So last question, last one. Eureka on YouTube. As a fiance of a general contractor, how do I support him during this time? I don't know. You know, listen, and I say I don't know in the sense that I don't know what kind of support your fiance needs. Okay. I don't know what he's looking for. I don't know what he needs of you. I don't know your financial situation. I don't know. And this might rub you the wrong way here, but I don't know if your fiance is worthy of your support. He just said that. Yes, he did just say that. Because a lot of contractors bitch about their partner, their woman or whatever, not supporting them when they've given no evidence that they deserve the support because you've supported them. You said, yeah, I'm behind you. But then the contractor, and I yell at guys all the time. It's always the guy. It's never the woman, by the way. I'm like, dude, you don't get out of bed on time. You've gained 40 pounds in the last 6 months. You're a piece of shit fat ass with zero discipline in your life. You were barely check to check. Like, you don't do any marketing, you don't do any branding, you don't do any sales training, you don't do any leadership, you don't read any books, you just hop on and you go, give me the easy way, and you think shit's going to land in your lap, and you expect your partner, your spouse, your fiance to support you, give you emotional support and all that. You haven't earned it. They have zero confidence in you because you've given them zero reason to have confidence. So, Eureka, I don't know how to totally answer your question. Because I don't know the context, okay? I would say have a conversation and say, hey, fiance, how can I support you? What do you need from me? And then maybe you're willing to give that support or not. Hopefully that makes sense. Like, I'm not ripping on relationships. I love partnerships. I have a great relationship with my fiance. We're getting married in August. Like, I'm good. She supports the shit out of me. I support her in a crazy way, okay? All right, Robert. God, we had all these questions come in now. All right, because I'm a nice guy and something just got bumped back a little bit, I'm going to give a couple more answers. Robert wants to know, why wouldn't I just get a GC license and sub out the work? Because I have to fucking manage it and babysit it. I don't want to babysit it, Robert. Like, I have a good, that's not my wheelhouse. I'm a specialty contractor. The more balls that are in there, I am the master of outsourcing. Trust me, I would sub everything out, but I would still have to think about it. And if I have to think about it and I look at the dollar amount that I'm going to make and the fulfillment I'm going to make versus the money I'm going to put in my pocket for the pain in the ass, plus I know what it takes to build a brand. So a lot of times, Robert, I just go, the juice is not worth the squeeze. Like, I'm not going to put $1 million a year in my pocket for a new business right now. After all is said and done, I'm not interested in the new business. And then the follow-up that Robert would ask is, well, why don't you hire somebody to run the thing? Because I still have to think about it. I still have to run it. In fact, the last 6 months, I've shut down other businesses of mine. And I've rolled some things into other things and this and that because I want simplicity. I want to be like when you take a magnifying glass with the sun and you burn a leaf or something, I want that energy dialed in. So hopefully that makes sense. What would you charge to consult on small to large projects, just starting, no plans, architectural and structural, whatever you want? You build your brand, you can charge whatever the fuck you want. All right. Like, seriously, like I follow people, I've hired people that because of their brand, I call them and I go, hey, I want to talk to you about this project. And they're like, all right, it's $1,500 for me to come out and have a conversation. I'm like, okay, cool. Come on out. All right. Because they built a brand. Should I have a clause, says ProGrade, on my contract that we can pull off a project at any time and bill up to that point if a client becomes difficult? I don't know. You should talk to Carolyn Cromines at the Cromines Law Firm, who's our attorney in the contractor fight. She's part of one of our battleground coaches. What I would do about that, ProGrade, is, I mean, listen, man, I did 400 jobs a year as a painter, by the way, for many years, 300 to 400 jobs a year for many years. I could count on like three fingers the number of times that we had a difficult client that we had to even have a conversation around legal issues. And if you're having these, like I'm cool. Like, you want to play defense, you should have shit in your paperwork. But I would spend, make sure that your pre-qualification, your vetting of customers, clients, potential clients is solid. Set proper expectations. Communicate, guys, when you do all these, by the way, this is part of building your brand and the stories we tell. When you do these things properly, you never have a legal issue. Okay. And again, I get it. You do enough jobs, you're going to have that pain in the ass customer. So I would just talk to Carolyn. See, guys, this is bandwidth stuff. I'm modeling for you bandwidth. One of the reasons that I'm banging the drum for you guys to charge enough so you could free up some bandwidth to go, I got a legal question, call Carolyn, hire her, draft the contract, finish it, move on with my life. Okay. All right. So if you have not yet signed up for Mile High Profit Summit, and if you're listening to the podcast episode of this, the audio of this right now, early bird is already over because it ends today, the 31st of May. Inevitably, we'll have a couple hundred people go, I didn't know early bird was ending. Well, we've been preaching it from the mountaintops for the past 2 months. Okay. Like every day, like 12 times a day. And today, if you're on our email list, you're probably going to get about 75 emails today going, don't spend more money than you need to if you're coming to Denver. If you have signed up or you're going to sign up today, call the hotel that's on the sales page of the, or the sign-up page and book your room, okay? Because the rooms are going really fast. Last year, they went super quick. This year, we're probably not going to be able to get more rooms because there's events in front and behind us. So it's going to be more challenging. And guys, once tickets are gone, they're gone. All right, so appreciate you guys hanging out here today. Share this with another contractor. Give us a rating. Give us a review. And we'll see you guys next time. You guys rock. I got to roll. Hey, fighters. Hopefully you got some value today from the Q&A episode and that you learned something that you can apply in your business. If you have a question, send an email to help@thecontractorfight.com. And in the subject line, put the word podcast and we will get that question. We'll answer it on air for you. And also, don't forget to share this with another contractor. Give us a review on iTunes, wherever you listen to this. Super appreciate you hanging out with us here today. You guys rock. We got to roll. We're out.